Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Of course, at Lac La Parole County Fair going on, and they just recognized the Century Farms here in Lac La Parole Valley, and we got four of them. So we're going to start it out with you. Why don't you just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your farm?
I'm Rob Gerger. My dad is Martin. My grandmother was Cecilia Bowler, who started, and her dad was Martin Bowler, who actually started the Bowler Gerger Homestead.
Okay. Over 100 years. You got to be pretty proud of that, Rob.
That's quite a few years, yes. And for it to be in a four generations of families raised on the farm, that's an understatement.
And I know where your farm is because it's really easy to spot. Intersection of 212 and 75, that's where the sheep are, right?
That's correct. Yep, it's the only stoplights in Lac La Parole County.
And how long have you been raising sheep on the farm?
There's been sheep on that farm since 1974, so okay. Next year we'll celebrate 50 years.
All right, awesome. All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and who do we have here?
I'm Jean Christensen Bressing.
Okay.
And our farm is off County Road 20 in Lac La Parole Township.
Okay.
And it was founded by my great-grandfather, Robert Christensen, who came here with his mother, Ingeborg Holton, and bought the land and established his farm there. He was married to Emma Running and had three children by her to survive, Theodore Christensen and Richard Christensen.
Okay.
And then he remarried and had seven more children. He died in 1920, and the land was left to his eight children.
Okay.
But my grandfather, Theodore Christensen, bought out his brothers and sisters.
Okay.
So he lived until 1948, at which time my father was managing the farm, and we lived in Minneapolis, but we came out at least every month.
Yeah. I love your story you told the crowd here about how you enjoyed, you call it an adventure coming out here, huh?
It was. I grew up in the city, and we would come out, and the story I told was that when we'd come out, we'd get out here about 9 o'clock, and it was dark, and I'd hope that there were lights in the barn, because that meant the men were milking. And that was always exciting for me. And so if I was lucky, there would be new lambs or newborn piglets, and it was another world.
Okay. You said your dad graduated from, went to Dawson High School?
He went to Dawson High School, awesome. And then his family moved to St. Paul when he was a junior.
Okay.
So he's finished his schooling in St. Paul.
Okay. Where's the farm located at? Towards Dawson, did you say?
It's east of Dawson.
East of Dawson, okay.
It's near Lac La Parole Village.
Oh, okay, nice. Gotta be pretty proud to say that it's been in your family for 100 years, huh?
Yes, yes. Okay. And it's meant a lot to the family to keep it.
That's right.
And each generation has their own memories, but.
And their own challenges.
And their own challenges, you know? Yes. And it's been a challenge to keep it.
That's right.
As most farms, I think that's true.
Okay.
And. But it's enriched all our lives. It's been a wonderful experience.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. And we got Bob Hippler. Bob Hippler here from the Madison area. Congratulations, Bob, your family of Century Farm.
Well, thank you very much.
Yep, yeah.
I'm Bob Hippler.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of your farm?
Well, I'm
You gave a great speech, by the way.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard, no. But, yeah, no, I guess where do I start? My grandpa, or my grandma Hippler, was her dad owned the farm, bought it in 1910. And then he more or less, our grandpa and grandma, bought it from them in 1925. And then my dad farmed with my grandpa for many years. And then when he got married, he moved on the farm, but they had another small house on the farm. And in 1960, he moved up to the main house when grandpa and grandma moved into Bellingham.
Oh.
And then I got married I started farming in 1985.
85, okay.
And then I got married in 1991. That's when my folks bought a house in Madison here, and we moved on to place, and then I bought the farm in 1998.
Oh, awesome. Were you the one that said you're still running a 1950 tracker? Tell us that story.
Well, my dad bought it. Well, he started farming.
What year is it?
1955. He started with a Super M, And then he bought that brand new in 1955, and it's still
running.
Still running. So it's been around for a long time.
All right. Yeah, you got to be pretty proud to have your family and 100 years in the farm, right?
Yes, I am very proud of
it. A lot of challenges over the years.
That was my grandpa's dream. He always, when he sold the farm to my dad, he said, you got to sell it to Bob to make it so it becomes a century farm.
That's right. Now it'll go 150 coming up.
I doubt that.
All right. Thanks, Bob, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet.